From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Packers couldn't slow down Nick Foles, and the Eagles got the 27-13 win at Lambeau Field yesterday. Foles threw three touchdown passes, including two to Riley Cooper in the win. The Packer injury situation continues to get worse. They were down to no backup offensive lineman. Seneca Wallace, the starting quarterback, went out after the first series. That means former Badger Scott Tolzien stepped in. Mike McCarthy thought he did well.
We didn't just line up in one personnel group. I mean, we went out there to win the game. So he got us in and out of personnel groups, managed the runs. You know, they challenged them, you know, challenged the box. You know, they did a good job against us, a run game in the second half. And, you know, Scott was able to take advantage of that. And like I said, you take away the interception, I don't know if the young man can play much better.
Tolzien was 24 of 39 for 280 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. He said he was ready to play.
It's been a little bit different, but I think, you know, that's why it's not just a cliche when someone says prepare every week like you're the starter. You got to take that to heart and put it on your own shoulders to make sure you're doing that.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Detroit takes over the lead in the NFC North. They beat Chicago 21-19. Last night, Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes as the Saints rolled over Dallas 49-17. Tonight's Monday night matchup has Miami taking on Tampa Bay. The Alabama Crimson Tide and Florida State Seminoles are number 1 and 2 in the newest edition of the BCS standings. Wisconsin moved up to 17th in the AP poll, 20th in the coaches poll after beating BYU on Saturday. And Kevin Harvick won the chase race at Phoenix. Jimmy Johnson extended his lead over Matt Kenseth, who had a bad day. That's sports. I'm Tom King.